answer, that I believe each of us is aware of. I believe we're all aware of what is going on the media space, especially on Facebook, concerning the manager of Jato Sumita, the forest girl. So today, the manager and the parents of Jato Sumita will be giving us information, everything that we need to know about what is happening, everything that we need to know about the forest kids, the forest girl Jato Sumita. So in less than no time, Mr. Emmanuel Bagnon, an artist, very beautiful one of that, Jato Sumita, they will join us here. Thank you. Nous sommes là pour une conférence de presse donnée par le manager et les parents de Jato Sumita. Nous tous on connaît Jato Sumita, c'est notre jeune, c'est artiste qui fait des choses merveilleuses pour la promotion de la culture camerounaise au Cameroun et même hors du Cameroun. Et selon les choses qui se passent sur les réseaux sociaux, il y a des rumeurs, des fausses rumeurs par rapport à son manager et elle. Et aujourd'hui, elles sont là pour expliquer aux médias nationaux et internationaux ce qui se passe. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to kickstart this press conference without any delay. We have on the high table, at the extreme right, we have the barrister Bonka. He is an international law and human rights expert. Just close to Mr. Barista, we have the manager himself, the manager of Jato Sumita. He is no other person than Mr. Emmanuel Bagnon. He is the CEO of Kids Hall of Talent Foundation. He is also the director of Forest Children. He is a basketball coach, a humanitarian, a sports instructor with 14 years of experience, which I'll be coming to him. Then just beside him, we have our artist, Jato Sumita. I bet you have to be patient with me for me to read out her profile, because she's not just a little girl as you see her. Jato Sumita, popularly known as the Forest Girl, is a super talented 16-year-old teenage singer in Cameroon that hails from Donga Matung Division in the northwest region of Cameroon. She is the leader of the Forest Children Band, a group of young talented children which, due to the socio-political crisis that led to war and the disruption of schools, sought refuge in the forest and started singing and dancing as a way of relieving themselves from the trauma of the crisis and also making their voices heard. Dressed in banana leaves and using rudimentary tools and a guitar, Jato Sumita and her group have been doing renditions of beautiful African songs while including their local languages to beautify and disseminate great information to their communities and the world. Some popular works she and her group have rendered are those of Elimba Dikalu by Imwagotin, Be Proud by Witty Minstret, Afley by Fali Ipupa, Cousin Militaire by Donnie Elwood, She has also featured in songs with reputable artists like Faya, Bless B, Gasha, Oken, etc. She also featured on the 2022 African Team Song that included international artists from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Ghana, Tanzania, and Kenya. She is currently representing Cameroon by working on an all-star African project titled Let Them Shine, which features some distinguished and very talented kids across the African continent. Her works have caught the attention of international artists like Beyoncé, Fally Ipupa, Two-Face, Idibia, just to name those. Besides music, Jato Sorita is very excellent at public speaking. She is also an actress and dancer. She is also highly involved in community and humanitarian activities, especially those related to environmental protection and the fight against climate change by planting trees, advocating for the conservation of forests and the proper disposal of plastic waste. She and her brand have so far visited primary, secondary schools and universities to preach about environmental protection and the importance of forests. She has donated and planted trees in schools, hospitals, councils, and several public institutions to raise awareness. She and her brand are currently on a campaign to plant 10,000 trees in Cameroon, 1,000 trees in each region. In all, Jato Sorita has displayed exceptional leadership skills by leading a brand of 25 kids. Within 3 years, Jato Sorita has amassed about 164,000 followers on Facebook, with some of her videos totaling millions in reach on social media platforms. Talking about awards and recognition, Jato was nominated at the African Children of the Year Awards in 2022 in South Africa. She won the second prize in Cameroon as a Revelation of the Year at the MTN Zinc Awards 2022. She was listed and ranked among the top under 40 achievers in Cameroon by Agricom Group in 2021. She has a special recognition from the Cameroon Career Woman Award 2022 in Belgium. She also had a special prize at the Wimbledon Youth Awards 2022 and was nominated for the International Children's Peace Prize 2022. In 2023, she was nominated as Musical Revelation of the Year at the Cameroon International Music Festival Awards and Cameroon's most prestigious Canal d'Or Awards. She won as Environmental and Cultural Promoter of the Year 2023 at the Panafes Awards. In 2014, she won an award as Ideal Youth Climate Influencer of the Year at the Ideal Farmers Youth Recognition Award. Her debut single, Light Your Fire, also won the Most Impactful Artist Project of the Year, seconded by another award as Revealed Artist of the Year at the beginning at the New Breed Celebrity Awards 2024. As a public speaker, Jato Sorita has been guest on several platforms. Most recently, she has been a speaker at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, February 2023, and also PeaceCon 2023 in the capacities of youth leader, singer, climate change activist. She has equally been invited by several schools across Cameroon to share her story and inspire young people. Jato Sorita is currently a lower sixth art student of Hearts of Life College, Mankon, and wishes to become a great musician, an environmentalist, and a farmer when she grows up. Jato Sorita, from the forest to the world. Please, a round of applause to her artist. I was still unable to read the profile. It's so long and so rich. So, ladies and gentlemen, apart from away from Sorita, we have Sorita's mother right here. I know many of you will be very interested to hear from Mama. And just besides Sorita's mother, we have another forest kid. She's called Swiri Tenya. Besides Swiri, we have a parent. This is another parent of one of the 25 forest kids. He is Mr. Zay Achu. Ladies and gentlemen, without much ado, I would like to inform all of us. Yeah, this is another Forest Gate show. I want to crave an indulgence for us to make it very short and snappy. We have just 1 hour to be here. So the speakers should be very brief and concise, and the questions that we are going to be receiving should be straight to the point. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give the floor to the manager, who is going to tell us everything that we need to know why we are here. And just to remind you that it was on the 23rd, Friday the 23rd of August, that a Facebooker, Clement Thor, made a post concerning the manager of a Forest Girl, saying she had been impregnated by her manager. And Clement Thor says he was being informed by Sonita's uncle. So I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Manager for the